Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tes. Picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok the Hegla Mishnah. So we spoke about the Zaken Mamre. Now we talk about where we kill the Zaken Mamre. Ain Remisin Oso, Lub Bezdin, Shebe Iro. We don't go and kill him in the Bezdin, which is in his own city. Velo, Bezdin, Shebe Yavne. And not from the Bezdin, which is in Yavne. Ela Mailin Oso, Lub Bezdin, a Godlubu Shalayim. We bring him there, and Meshamin Oso, the Regel. We keep him there until the Regel, to the next Regel, Meshal Shogolim. Remisin Oso, the Regel. Then we go and kill him on the Regel. Shenever Cholam, Yishmu, Viro. Yezidu know, like the pasuk says, the entire nation shall hear and fear, and they shall not act like this anymore. Divi Rabbi Akiva, Azai Gezakt, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Ma'anin Es Dino Shel Zeh. We don't cause this person a pain, an inoy, you know, by holding it off, by waiting off. You know, normally what happens is someone's chayim mitzvah, they kill him that day. What do? We kill him immediately. Because in Shulchan Shluchan v'chol makomos, and they send out, they write things to all the master places saying, Ish polinim is chayim mitzvah, and based on this person was chayim mitzvah in Beis Din. Zlok te'el gemara tana rabban, on ein mitzvah sol Beis Din, shabi yerba lo Beis Din, shabi avdeh lo mayna lo sol mayna lo sol Beis Din, a gotu b'shir shalayim v'sham v'sad lo ragel, mitzvah sol v'ragel, shenemar chol ha-mishu v'yiro, div Rabbi Akiva. Basically what our Mishnah said, and Brian goes and spells it out. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back to him, v'chi nemar yiru v'yiro, does it say the entire nation shall see and fear? All it says is that they shall hear and they shall fear, which means they don't have to actually see it. Lama ma'anin dino shel zeh. So why would you go ahead and hold off on this person's punishment over here? Elam misa samiyah, we do it immediately because of Meshulcha Mechal Makam. We send it out. Ish poloni yischai misa basin, and we send out that message. He's not the only one that we do public things for. Tana Rabbanan and Arba Tzuchin Achraza. There are four types of people who need to be Achraza, Bimachus, announced. Rashi says, Ploni, Mesva, Bezin, Aj, Al Sha'avra, Averazu, Kide, Lirados, Lirdos, Esacherim. You have to go and you want to try to, you know, push off other people from going ahead and doing such a thing. Ha-mesis. This is someone who goes and instigates someone else to do avodah zarah. Ben Sar Umore, V'zakin Mamre, V'edim Zomimin. All these categories, they get announced. Bikulu, in all these cases over here, at least the first three, Bikulu Ksibu, V'chol Am, V'chol Yisrael. It says both V'chol Am, V'chol Yisrael. That says Yishmu, V'yiro. V'edim Zomimin, Ksiv, V'anisharim. When it comes to Edim Zomim, though, it says, and those who remain shall hear and shall fear. Delo Kuli Alma, Chazu L'Sadusa. Why is it? Because not everyone is able to go ahead and testify. Says Rashi, the Beidim Zom Mixiv and Isharim Yishuv Yiro, Bishub, the Lo Shaykh Lemich of Chol Am. This is Shaykh to say that the entire nation, the Lav Kuli Alma Chazu L'Sadusa, not everyone can be a witness. Yes, Gazlonim, Malve Beribius, Moalim, Beshevius, Shem Psulin, therefore it doesn't say that. Zog the next Haliga Mishnah. Navishek. Okay, remember we started this parak talking about these people chayv in chenek, and now we're going on to more people are going to be chayv chenek. Navi Sheker, someone who is a false prophet. Hamastam b'mashalosh shama, he goes and he testifies about, he gives a nevuah about something that he actually didn't hear. In other words, he says, God said this, it's not really true. Mashlo nemar lo, or that wasn't said to him, right? Even though maybe it was said to a different Navi. He says, Rashi, afbi shenemar l'chavir, but Gemara Yalefel is going to learn that. So we have a Navi Sheker, either he says it, which isn't true, or he says, this is what God said, but even though he said it to somebody else. Misasa b'dei Adam, he is killed b'dei Adam. They kill him. This guy is Dunskis. Like we said, he gets chenek. Avalakovish is Nevuaso. Someone who holds back his Nevuah. Rashi says, Shalom Amr. Could go in Yonah ben Amitai. Like Yonah ran away, didn't want to say his Nevuah. But Mevatel de Renavi, someone who is Mevatel, disregards the words of a Navi. Rashi says, Hamef Kirim Shalom Chasha Shlama Shamelo Navi. You don't even care what the Navi said. The Mafkin themselves do whatever they want. V'navi sh'alvei al divrei atzmo. Navi goes against his own prophecy. Misasa b'dei shamayim. We don't kill him. But it's b'dei shamayim. Shenemar anochi edrosh mimo. I am going to seek from him. That's Hashem's take care of it. Now, ha'menavi b'shem avodas kachamim. Someone who prophesies the name of avodah zarah. V'omer kach omer avodas kachamim. He says, this is what the avodah zarah said. Afilu kiven es ha'alacha l'tamei satamei l'tarei satarei. Even though he's saying, you know, something which is really true. This is tar and this is tar. He's saying the Navi said it's tar. The God said it's tar. You know, avodah zarah. And this is tamei and he said it's a tamei. Even if he does such a thing, doesn't matter. This guy is done. Skews. We kill him. Ha'bal eishesish. Someone who has a who was in a relationship with a married woman. Once she came into the domain of the husband for marriage, even though she wasn't with that man, still this person who's going to be with her is going to be over on, is going to be chenek, strangled to death.
Those who zomify or zomified by Baskoin, even though she would get Srefa, they get Chenek.
And the one who is with the Baskoin, even though she gets Srefa, he gets Chenek. She called Muzmanim. Ha Muzmin Makdimin Osamisa. Chutz Mizome Baskoin Ubola. Because general rules, anyone who goes and tries to get someone killed a certain way, then the people that Zoma get zomified, they get killed the Misa they tried to give, except for a Zoma Bas Koin, Ubala, they get Chenek.
Tana Rabba, Anan, Shlosha, Misasa, Midei Adam. There are three who types in the Vuas that they die at the hands of people. In other words, Bezdin. They're killed by Chenek.
Shlosha, Misasa, Midei Shemaim, and three, Midei Shemaim. It's not Midei Shalosha. It's somebody that says a prophecy that he never heard. Umasha, Lemarlo, or something that wasn't said to him, or said to another prophet. It's not Midei Shem, Vodas Kochavim, Misasa, Midei Adam. They prophesize from the name of Vodasara. They are killed by us, by a man.
Akovish, Misasa, Midei Adam. Akovish is Nevoah, so someone who holds back is Nevoah.
Avata, Adivri, Navi, who goes and disregards the words of a Navi.
Menavi, Shaavar, Adivri, Atzma, Misasa, Midei Shemaim, then they're killed, Bidei Shemaim.
Where do we know this from? Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, Damakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim,
Ach, a Navi, however, the Navi, Asher Yazid, the Dabar Dover Bashmi, who has such a chutzpah, right? He, by his own will, goes and says something, Bashmi, in my name, as if I told him to say such a thing. And at the end of the Pasuk says, Esa Shalot Sivisu, I didn't command to the Dabar, Asher Dabar Bashem, Elohim, Elohim, Acherim, Umeisan of you shall die. Zemasami Mashalosham, there's a person who does Devorah that he never heard. Asher Lot Sivisiv, I didn't command to Halachavir Sivisu, was commanded by his friend. Zemasabi Shalom, Omer Lo. This is someone who's prophesying something he didn't himself, wasn't said to him. Vashay Dabar Shem Elohim Acherim, Samas Dabar Shem Avodos Kochavim. Uksev, Umesan Avihu, he shall die. Vachol Misa Amur B'Torah, Stam, Einu Ela Chenek, a Stam Misa that's mentioned in the Torah is Chenek.
Those are the ones that are going to be Misa to be Dei Adam. Makovish, what about Misa to be Shemaim? Makovish is also someone who doesn't get, say his Nevuah. Matan Ivri Navi, he says, I don't really care what he's saying. Vidavish Avar Adivri Atzma, Misa to be Shemaim. Dixev, Pasuk says, Vaisha Sher Lo Yishma. And a man that does not listen, he doesn't listen. The full pasuk is "V'ahaya isha shelo yishma es devarai," as be the man who will not listen to my words. Asher yidaber b'shvira said in my name, "Anochi edrash mimo." I'm going to come after him. Right. So we now see "D'chsev v'isha shelo yishma karibay lo yashmia," and we could read it as "will not have be heard." In other words, so this person is holding back from his prophecy. Rashi says, "Hainu kovish v'kari lebei lo yishama shehu atzmo inu nishma hainu over al divrei atzmo." So kari lebei lo yashmia v'kari lebei lo yishama el devarai lo yashmia and lo yishama uksev. Right, so it says he will not say it and he will not obey it. Uksev, but says, "Hanochi edrash meimo b'dei shamayim." I'm going to come and I'm going to seek for him. This is talking about b'dei shamayim.
Somebody goes and says a nevuah they never heard. Kegon Tzidkia ben Kenana.
The pasuk says, "Vayaslo Tzidkia ben Kenana karnei barzel." He made for himself horns of iron. And what did he say? "So said Hashem, with these shall you go and kill the Aram until they are donskis, until they are gone." Even though that never happened, that was never told to him.
My have read this. First of all, what's going on over here? This is in Malachim. Yoshaphat, who was a good king, he joined force. He joined an alliance with Achav, who was a bad dude, and he got Yoshaphat to come join him to go attack Aram. But he first asked that the Navi of Hashem be asked. Achav gathered 400 prophets, and all of them said to go do it. And what did he do in order to back it up? Sidkiya ben Kenana, one of them, he put these horns of iron and told Achav and Yoshaphat, the name of Hashem, that with these horns you shall succeed in goring Aram to go get rid of them. Yoshaphat then asked for one more Navi to be asked, and Achav brought out Michiyahu ben Yimla, who spoke about Achav's dying in battle. And the pasuk says over there, it says that, "And now behold, Hashem has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and Hashem has spoken evil against you." And that what ended up happening. But the point is, misnavis something never happened. My habalele mevod. So what could Sidkia have done? Ruach navo at isay. Navos. What happened over there wasn't he just stam made it up. He actually did hear something. There was a spirit of prophecy that came to him, but it came from, it was a false prophet. There was this guy whose name was Navos, and he owned a vineyard next to Achav, and Achav wanted it. Navos didn't want to sell it to him, so Achav had Navos falsely convicted and killed, and then took his stuff. So it says, "My Avile Me'evad, Ruach Navos, Ati Yisei." The Chesiv, the Pesach says, "Vayomer Hashem, Mi Yefates Achav, V'Ya'al, V'Yipol B'Romas Gilad." And Hashem said, "Who's going to entice Achav so that he can go and they'll die by Romas Gilad?" V'Yetzer Ruach, V'Yomer Lefei Hashem, V'Yomer Ani Yafatenu. And the spirit came and he stood before Hashem and he said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll do it. I'll do it." And Hashem said to the Pesach ends with saying, "How are you going to do it?" He says, "I'm going to go and I'm going to be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets." And Hashem said to him, "You will entice and also prevail. Go and do it." So, what do you want from Sidkia? Right, that he had this. So, why should he be held responsible for doing this if it came to him? Before we answer, first we go, might say, what does it mean when he says go out? Say mimichitzasi. It's like, leave my mechitza, leave my area, my partition. Right? He got rid of him. Right? Even though he was doing what Hashem wanted him to do, he's still kind of sheker that's hanging out around Hashem. So my ruach, what does that mean, ruach? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, rucho shel navos ha-yisraeli. It was the ruach of this fellow who clearly wasn't happy with how he ended up, what happened to him because of Achav. Now back to Tzidkia, what did he do wrong? Havale lemidah k'd Rabbi Yitzchak. He should have figured it out, like Rabbi Yitzchak says. He should have looked into it. Tam Rabbi Yitzchak, Signon echad ola l'kama neviim. V'ein shnei neviim nistam b'signon echad. There could be one sort of sign or one sort of signal that can come to different neviim. Right? Rashi says it'll go nipas belibam lazeh b'loshon zeh v'kol echad. The ancient neviim is not b'signon echad. But you're not going to have two neviim; they're going to do it in one way. B'loshon echad. V'elu kulan loshon echad ayom. They say hinei na kol neviim omim pe echad tov, which means that when all the neviim started saying, they interpreted the message that they got in the same way, you should have realized that this doesn't make any sense because nobody, even though maybe many can get the same type of nevuah, they will not express it the same way. Ovadia, for example, Ovadia says, this is talking about what's going to happen to Edom being destroyed. Zedon libecha hishiecha. The malice of your heart has messed you up. Yirmiya amar tiflatzticha. He shiosach zedon libecha. Your being a tyrant has messed you up. Even the malice of your heart. Right? This is talking about what's going to happen to Edom. So we see the same idea by two different things, and they explain it a little bit differently, even though they have the same type of nevuah. Vahani. These 400 prophets of Achav, who said that they're going to be successful, since they all said the same thing, they didn't say anything, therefore you should have realized that. In fact, the Gemara, hold on a second, maybe Tzidkia didn't know about this din. No, what do you mean? He was there. Yoshafat was there and he told it to him. It says, what do you mean? These 400 of you just heard, what do you mean? Amalei says back to him, Signor Nechad Ola Lekam Neviim, Ve'in Shtei Neviim, Estab B'Signor Nechad. You know, you have all the same style idea can be given over to many people, but no, you're never going to have two people saying the same type of way. So you should have picked it up and realized right now, the fact that he didn't, he's held responsible. Now, what about the case we spoke about? That we have the case of a misnabe mashal and emerlo. Someone says, prophesied something wasn't said to him. Kegon Chananya ben Azur. He was living by the times of Yirmiyahu, and unfortunately, he went against what Yirmiyahu said, and Yirmiyahu actually went to go and confront him about this idea, about this false prophecy, but he said that, no, they're not going to go to Bavel, the war, they're not going to be exiled. Okay, now what happened to Ko Yirmiyahu B'shuk, Eliyahu V'kama? Yirmiyahu got up at the shuk, and he said, Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos, Hinini Shover Es Keshes Elam. He says, so says Hashem, behold, I am about to break the strength of Elam. Right, so what he was talking about over here is that the destruction of, this is one of the kingdoms, and in any event, a certain nation that he's saying that was going to go down. Nasa Chananya Kalvachomer Beatzmo. Chananya, when he heard this, he made a Kalvachomer, and he said as follows, Ma Elam Shaloba Elalazor is Bava of Elam, which came and fought against the Jewish people, only to help Bavel. Amakor is Bogu, Hini Shuvah's Kesh, I'm going to destroy them, break them. Kastamatsu, Malachaskam Vakama. Then the Kastam themselves, which are the Babylonians, how much more so? Also, Yuba Shukatachta, no, you got them in the lower shuk. And he said, Komar Hashem, Vigoma Shavatius, old Melach Bavel, that I broke that one over there. So Amar lay. Rav Papala, my brother says, "Hi, lachaveru nami lo nemar." This wasn't even said to his friends. How are you bringing this as an example of someone who prophesied something that wasn't said to him and said to somebody else? It wasn't even said. And really, says back to him, "Kaven de isi of kavachom in the midrash." Since kavachom is given over as a way of darshaning, and you know, a nevuah is considered like Torah. Command de itmar le dami. It's like it was said to him. Who knew lo delo nemar lo, and therefore it was only to Chananya wasn't said. But it could be, like it was said, to another one of the Nevi'im. And then we have Hamisnave B'Shem Avodas Kochavim, someone who prophesies the name of Avodah Zarah, could go Nevi'e Baal, like the prophets of Baal. Hakovish is Nevu'ah, so there's someone who suppresses Nevu'ah, could go Yonah Ben Amitai. You know, Yonah, that he didn't go to Nineveh, he ran away from Hashem. Avata Divrei Navi, and somebody says, Avata, he just disregards it, could go and beep, turn the page, pay Tesla base. Chavri de Micha, like the friends of Micha, the buddies of Micha, and Rashi points out, who is this? This is Michiyahu ben Yimla. Shnistavli osa yom al achav lipol biyad aram. He knew he was going to fall. Shnafal ben hadad biyado v'sholchu l'shalom. V'hanim tekama achav l'yoshafat lo yidaber alai tov ki emra. V'pneshes nave kvar ezu. So this is the buddies of Micha, like it says, V'ish echem rebnei neviim amar el re'ehu b'dvar Hashem. There was a certain man, V'ish echem, from rebnei neviim, from the disciples of the prophets, and let's talk about Micha over here. And amar el re'ehu b'dvar Hashem, he said to his friends in the name of Hashem, Hakeini na v'yimayin ha'ish la'akoso. He said, strike me now, but he refused to go and to strike him. And it says, Vayomer lo yanasher lo shamata. It says right after is that, and then Micha said to him, because you didn't listen to the voice of Hashem, as soon as you're going to leave for me, a lion's going to kill you. And as soon as he left, the lion found him and he died. What was going on over here, as Rashi alludes to a little bit, it says this is a lesson to Achav because he didn't go and kill Ben-Hadad, who was the king of Syria, when Hashem gave him into his hand. And yeah, Rachmanas on the wicked people is misplaced and it's going to lead to tragedy. You don't listen to the word of the Lord, you know, or to a Navi, and you're going to die, fool. Okay, V'Navi Shabbat, what's a Navi went against his own Nevuah? He didn't listen to himself. Can go in Ido HaNavi. What was going on over here with Edo? There was a fellow by the name of Yeravam. Yeravam was a bad dude. And what did he do? He set up all these Avodah Zarahs. And Yeravam was once going and doing Avodah Zarah. And Edo came and gave him a Nevuah that it's going to be destroyed. And he himself is going to be destroyed. And Yeravam pointed at him to get him arrested. But his arm got like withered. And he begged that he daven for him. So he davened for him. It got better. When he got better, he said, come sit with me and eat with me. He said, I'm not allowed to do it. And he says, no, don't worry. There's a prophecy you're allowed to. So Anavi if it says Kikain Sivo Si, for he commanded me by the word of Hashem, don't eat bread, don't drink water, and nor return by the same way that you came. And when he was leaving, he came by, and there was a Navi over there that invited him in. Ksiva Yomalo, Gamanina Vikamoch, I'm also a Navi just like you. And he told me to come back into the house and eat and drink, and he was lying. Uksiv Yashiv Yitoh, and what did he do? He went with him, and he ate bread, and he drank over there, and he went against his own Nevuah, Uksiv Yilech Vimtzeh Ariyeh, and afterwards a lion came, found him, and he died. Tani Tamet Kameh Derev Chista, Kovish is Nevuah, so Lokeh, someone who holds back his Nevuah, he's going to get Malka. Some relation, he said to Manda Achel Tamrei Ba'arbalak Lucky, this one who eats dates out of a sieve, get Malkus? Huh? You have to see a person do something wrong before you give him Malkus. How could you go ahead and give Malkus to a Navi who didn't say his Nevuah? Man Masibe, who can go ahead and give him any sort of Hasra? Rabbi, Chavi Nevi'ah, his other friends that envy him as well. How are they supposed to know that he's holding back a Nevuah? Rabbi, he says, Dechsev, ki lo yas Hashem al-kim davar, ki em gala sodo. Hashem will not do something unless he reveals a secret to the prophet. So if a Navi received a prophecy, other Nevi'im also got it, and they can warn him not to hold back on it, that he has to go and he has to gotta do what he's gotta do. Vidoma Hajibe, but maybe they're gonna take back the prophecy and then I can know about it. Like even though a Navi already said about a certain destruction of a person or so, God will sometimes withhold that type of thing. Says Rashi, Dilma Hadru Bay Pamali Shalmaila Vinihe Malara Vehim Inu Yodin Vehech Masrinan Bo Hasra Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. It says Gemara. And for the Gemara, Im Isad Hadru Bay, if really went back on it, then Oduya have a Modi Lakula Nevi'e, they would have told all the Nevi'im that they went back on it. I have a Yonah Hadru Bay. Yonah was one who was, you know, was bad stuff was supposed to happen below doing. It wasn't let known. It wasn't known afterwards, right? We know he sent them to Nineveh to go tell them that it's going to be knocked over in 40 days, going to be destroyed. And they fasted and they put on, you know, sackcloth and the tshuva. And Hashem saw their actions and their tshuva and he saved them. After 40 days, Yonah saw that Nineveh was still there and he was waiting to see what's going on. But it was actually taken back. For the Gemara, Yonah was originally told that it's going to be overturned. But he didn't know whether this is something which is a good thing or a bad thing. Rashi says that he made a mistake thinking it means it's going to be bad. Who says it's going to be bad? It's going to be overturned. Spiritually, they're going to do good things. They're going to become better. Says Rashi, how am I supposed to know? A Navi comes to tell me something. How do I know it's a true Navi that I'm going to get punished? The reason the person is not going to listen because he's a Navi Sheker. It was the word, the Yavalei Os, where he's given a sign. Micha, he didn't give his friend a sign when he said to go hit him. Yanish, and that person was punished for not listening to Micha. Heichad the Musil Shani. Nah, the case where you have a chazaka, it's different. It's just Sehut Tzadik V'Navi Emes Shani V'Lo Bayos. You don't give a sign. It's to prove every single person once he gets there. Dilote Malchi, because if you don't say that, Avramar Maria, then Avramavinu went to go kill Yitzchak and Amaria. Heichi Shamali Yitzchak. How could Yitzchak have listened? Rashi says, "Udaver emes, heichi shama le Yitzchak, udaver emes, mashalo nemar l'shum adam la'akir b'zbeno." It's never said to anybody to go and do such a thing, right? It's never happened. So why would he listened? Eliyahu bar Carmel, also the case of, so the reason is because he's a muksak. Also by Eliyahu and Har Carmel, right? When Eliyahu was set to bring a carbon Har Carmel during the time of Bayis Rishon, heichi samchale, how could they rely on of the shchutei chutz? You bring a carbon outside of Beis Hamikdash, Shere Beis Hamikdash, Shere Bishalayim. El Eichad the Muchzak Shayin. In the case where it's Muchzak, that is different, and therefore you have to listen even without a sign. Let's talk about the whole Avram story. You know, we talked about it. We brought it up. V'yachar Devarim Eilav Elokim Nisos Avram was up to the days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he tested Avraham Avinu Padre Del Mino Avraham Avinu Luz Yisrael. My acher, since changed the word, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, acher devar shel Satan. After the words of Satan, that came to go ahead and challenge, Yigdal Yelev V'Yigamal. It says Yitzchak grew up and he weaned, he was no longer nursing. and he made a big feast. Amar Satan Fekar's Bachu Ribbono Shalom. Zaken Zech Ananto Lamea Shana Pri Batan. This man, this old man, you gave him the fruit of the womb at 100 years. Mikol Suda Shasa Loya Lotor Echad Ugoz Echad Lakrif. From all this that he made, he didn't bring one carbon, you know, to you. Amar Lo, he says to him, Kaluma Sala Bashul, but no. Did he make this other than his kid? You have to know, he did this for his child, this whole thing. It's not for him. And if I were to go and tell him, go and shecht your own son, miyadzok, you do it immediately. Miyad, that's what he tested him. He said, take your son. It says, please, go and do this for me. This is a king of flesh and blood who had many wars. He had one warrior who won all the battles. Liyamim, one day, when Aveas went upon a time, Amda Allah Bilchama Chazaka, very strong war came, and Amr Lo, he turned to his strong man, he says, I'm asking if you're requesting. Go and fight in this war. That people won't say that the reasons were nothing, and you know, it's not a big deal. He said as well, I test you with many tests, and you stood for all of them. Stand up for this one as well. So they won't say, oh yeah, there's no mamashos in the first test. So when he says to him, "Kachna's bincha, take your son," he says, "Shnei barim yisrael, I have two sons." No, sichidcha, the one. Zeyachid limo, zeyachid limo. One of them is from Hagar, one of them is from Sarah. Asher avda, when you love, tarvayinu, rechim nelu. What do you mean? I love both of them. Okay, es Yitzchak. Chol kach lama. Why do you have to do all this? Just say, take Yitzchak. Kedishol tatarv daitolav, so you shouldn't go ahead and like lose his mind by, you know, it's such a quick thing. Kadmos settled in death. The settling came in front of him. Amaloni says to him, "Hanisa davar alecha tila. Should he test you with something that will leave you debilitated?" Like it's not the same time I'm trying to get him to stop doing this. He says, "Hanisa davar alecha tila. Is he going to give you something that's going to mess you over?" Hina yisarta rabim v'yadayim rofas to chazek koshi dekimun milibecha. You've given mussar to many people, and your hands are steady to those that were weak. Your words are going to raise who raise him had stumbled, and now it comes to you, you're going to become weary, you're going to mess everything up over here, right? He said obviously he's not going to, you know, do something to you that's going to mess up your future. Rashi says, I don't know how to read the word. Oh, says, does it make sense to get tested to go and destroy your children? Amalek says back to him, he says, I'm going in my innocence. Right? I'm doing whatever Hashem wants me, that's what I'm going to do. This Hashem said, do it, I'm doing it. Amalek says, "Alo yirascha kisilech kisilasecha." Isn't your reverence foolishness? Right? Be doing such a thing, you're going to stop people from getting close to Hashem. Right? They're going to run away. Amalek says to him, "Zachar na mihu naki avat." Please tell me, someone who followed God and lost out. It doesn't happen. You don't lose out from following Hashem. Came with the chazal look of Mishmiel. He says, it's not my cheshbon what's going to be, what's not going to be. The bottom line is Hashem says to do something, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to have kids, I'm not going to have kids. If people are going to go off the deck, they're going to go off the deck. It's not my problem. Came with the chazal look of Mishmiel. I wasn't listening, so he said, Amalei, Ve'elai davi yugunav, it's for me, a message was stole upon me. Like, you should just know that I heard, kach shemadim chera pagud, haseh le'olah ve'in yitzhak le'olah. The sheep is going for Ola, not Yitzchak. Amalo, Sabin Minas is back to him. Kach on shel badoi. This is the punishment of a liar. Shafil amr emes ain't shom lo. Even if he says truth, people aren't going to listen to him. Because at the end of the day, actually being truth. That's what ended up happening. But he said, I don't care. Whatever Sim says to do, I'm going to do. Rabbi Levi Amar, another idea of what it means, Acher Devar Meil, Acher Devar Shel Yishmol Yitzchak. This happened after Yishmol spoke to Yitzchak. Amar Lo Yishmol Yitzchak. I need God of Mechal Mitzvahs. I'm greater than you when it comes to Mitzvahs. Sh'ata Malta Ben Shmonas Yamim. You did Mila at 8 days old. Vani Ben Shloshes Hashanah. But I was 13 years old, which is a lot more difficult than I could have like fought against it, but I decided to go and do it anyway. Amar Lo, he says back to him, Obe Eiver Echad Atam Megarbi. What, you're challenging me for one Eiver, for one limb? Imo Melia Kodesh Baruch Hu Zvachatz. If Hashem would say to me, shecht your entirety, I would still do it. Immediately, then Hashem came and he tested Avram. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day and a freilichem pirim.